Good morning, this is Scott from Milford, New Hampshire. Today is Thursday, March 18th. Today's highlights: the flood, our stove, chemotherapy, and a pencil. Starting out last weekend, you may have heard that much of the Northeast went through a fair amount of issues with flooding. It didn't seem to me at the time like we had a lot of rain. I think a lot of it happened overnight. But when I woke up Sunday morning, what I found was that what is normally just a brook in my backyard had now developed into more or less a pond or a small lake. Normally there's a brook that borders my property, and maybe on a typical day, maybe it has about 6 inches of water in it just trickling through, going under our street and eventually flowing out into the Sauhegan River, which is about a quarter mile away. That was not the case on Sunday. The water levels in that back valley and the far backyard had all filled in, and things were probably about a foot away from cresting over onto my property. Luckily, in the end, by Monday morning, it had settled back down, and there was no property damage. I wish I could say the rest was true for other people in the area, and certainly Monday morning when I drove to work, I'm sorry, Tuesday morning when I drove to work, there was still a fair amount of roads closed and being detoured and things like that, which made my commute a lot slower. The other adventure was that in that weekend, it was not particularly cold, like winter cold, but still cold and wet and just dreary, and Michelle wanted so much to use our wood stove to stand by it and warm up and feel soothed by its heat. And unfortunately, the pellet stove had failed. It failed on Friday morning, and basically the distribution blower wouldn't fire. I did my preliminary diagnostics, and I spent a couple hours this weekend. I had pulled the stove out, put it on a lift, and pulled down that fan to clean it out of any lint and especially cat fur, as seems to be a common problem in this house. Three cats, go figure. But even when I reinstalled it, the motor still wasn't right. And so the guys came out yesterday. Actually, a guy came out from our stove vendor, and we dropped the motor. We pulled it out again, dropped the motor, and he demonstrated to me that what a good motor spins like and what this one was spinning like. And there's definitely a difference between the two. So I'm guessing basically that maybe the bearings got shot on that distribution blower. Once we changed it, though, and put it in, we could definitely feel the distribution blower working well. But there is another fan on the stove as well called the exhaust fan. Almost like a power-vented water heater, a wood pellet stove actually pulls the exhaust out. It actually pulls the air through the combustion chamber and out the exhaust pipe. It works on a vacuum rather than blowing air into the combustion chamber. It actually draws air from by pulling on the exhaust side of the flame. And that one was working, but it was starting to squeak. And like a lot of repair guys, there's a per visit fee just to come out. And so I said, just the stove is all out, just change the motor now. So actually now we have both a new blower for distribution and a new blower for the exhaust. And happily today, that stove is working fine. Hopefully it will for at least another year. I don't want to deal with yet another failure. I'm getting to be quite the expert on how to make that stove work, because I think we've replaced every possible wear item on there. Anyway, on to chemo. Yesterday was Michelle's next to last chemotherapy treatment. It went reasonably well. Only concerns we had was that she's got some kind of infection of some sort, you know, like a sinus infection or a cold or something going on, because at nighttime she's very congested and her nose is dripping and had a tinge of pink in her throat. So her doctor didn't want to really break her regimen at this point, but did give her an antibiotic to try and kill it. She was a little surprised, my wife that is, that this would be coming back, because she just recently got off of antibiotics for killing strep. So she's like, you know, it's amazing how fast when you're on chemotherapy that you can undergo yet another illness with your immune system compromised like this. But next Wednesday, she has an earlier than usual appointment. I think she has to be there at something like 7:30, and it will be her last one. And she got another piece of good news. Last time she had a CAT scan, they had a really hard time getting a needle into her for the fluids that they have to inject for a CAT scan. Doctor says that this time now the people down at the CAT scans have the appropriate needles, and I'm hoping the training and skills to basically inject those medicines through her port, the same port that makes it so convenient for them to put the chemo medicines in. That port will be with her till about Christmas time, and it's a hell of a lot easier than stabbing a person in the arm praying that you find a vein. And last time when Michelle had a CAT scan, there was about a half a dozen stabs. She was getting really peeved by how they kept missing and, oh, that vein collapsed, or, oh, I missed, and things like that. So she's hoping that when it comes time for a follow-up CAT scan post-chemo that they can just go in through the port nice and easy and make it painless. Last but not least, as I said, a pencil. Being an engineer, like a lot of engineers, I won't stereotype and say all, I'm a big fan of mechanical pencils, have been since I was a kid, actually. And one I've used for at least the past decade was a very comfortable one made by Ticonderoga. But last year I had seen mention of a pencil, I think originally designed in Japan, called the Koru Toga, now made by Uniball. Also goes by the nickname Twist and Turn, in case you're Googling it or trying to find it on Amazon. And what the clever thing about this pencil is, it takes standard half-millimeter leads, but what it does is actually, as you write, it turns the lead in small, minute amounts. So the lead tip actually stays rounded, or more like a cone tip, rather than getting flattened after a couple of words of writing. And so it makes for a really nice crisp print, I've been using it for a few days now, and I really do like the fact that it gives you really nice crisp writing for something that's otherwise lead. If you like mechanical pencils, Google around for it, or Amazon for it. As I said, Koru Toga, or look for Twist and Turn mechanical pencil. It's quite a treat, and for once, it's a gadget that I enjoyed that needs no electricity, and it's really, even with shipping, only about $10. I got one for me and one for Claire. She likes hers as well. So that's about it. I've spoken way longer than I planned to, but there were four major things I wanted to highlight on. I do have to get back to work, so you have a good rest of your day. Bye.